What Obama did yesterday at the White House was to set down that this is the end of the road for two generations of gas-guzzling American cars. By the end of 2016, American cars, on average, will have to have a fuel efficiency standard of 35.5 miles per gallon. And that means that cars are going to have to use less petrol and have lower greenhouse gas emissions. Now, this is a big step. It's the first time that the U.S. has acted to lower greenhouse gas emissions.
Here's another way of looking at it. This is the projected equivalent of taking 58 million cars off the road for an entire year.
This also represents a big defeat for America's car industry, and in a way, it's a sign of how badly they've been hurt by the economic recession. America's car makers had fought for years against attempts by California and other states to set their own standards for car exhaust emissions and to demand better mileage from American cars. Now the car makers have lost. They've been forced to concede to this, but they at least take home the knowledge that they'll face a uniform standard going all across America, and they're not going to have to deal with the less palatable alternative, which was to try and navigate being a whole different patchwork setup of regulations, different standards in California and in other states.
The goal is to set one national standard that will rapidly increase fuel efficiency without compromising safety by an average of 5% each year between 2012 and 2016. A series of major lawsuits will be dropped in support of this new national standard. The state of California has also agreed to support this standard.
Now, bringing America in line with the rest of the world when it comes to cars, it does not come without a price. The White House admits that it's going to add $1,300 on average to the price of a new car. But Obama said that that higher price will eventually pay for itself and reduce costs at the petrol pump. And for many motorists, that seems to be an okay deal.
Gas is going to be $4 or $5 a gallon.
You know, you keep driving these cars at 10 miles a gallon or 15 miles a gallon, it's certainly worth it.
We had a good run after the oil crisis during the Carter administration up until last year when they hit $4 gas because gas prices were so low.
I think it's a good thing, but I think the government is the one who we should come with some kind of funds for that. Everybody's responsibility, you know, pollution and stuff. So.
I think it is worth it. It's a good policy.
The White House was really anxious to show up the historic nature of this announcement yesterday. Obama was flanked by executives from 10 car makers. There were governors there from California's Arnold Schwarzenegger to Michigan's Jennifer Granholm, signaling, if you like, the environmentalist state of California and the car-making state of Michigan. There were trade union leaders. There were environmentalists. And he was basically trying to show that this was an agreement between very diverse coalitions, that it was hard fought, and that really it sort of proved his claim that he's able to make agreements across party lines, cut across different sections of society, and get things done.